Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Our God is always up to something good, always finding a way to save people. The Lord has a plan, a living plan. And the only way for us to enter into it is trust Him. He knows what He's doing. He knows where He's going. And where He's going is good. You're going to want to be there. You're going to want to be involved in His plan. We can't see everything, but He can. And I promise you, heaven is full of good surprises. Good surprises. Things that you can't imagine is in store for you. If you take God at His word and trust Him through Jesus Christ and do His word, many things happen as we trust Him. And some of the things that happen, we find out as we endeavor to trust and do what He said do. When I used to read the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught about treating people the way you want to be treated. He taught the Beatitudes. And then He said things like, if somebody takes your cloak, give them your coat as well. He was teaching to be generous. If your enemy slap you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. I'm like, I didn't understand it at first. But after getting saved, I had a trust in the Lord that I didn't have before, because my heart was brand new. And I felt the peace of God after I believed on Jesus Christ. So I studied what He said, and I acted on it. And I learned things that I could not have learned any other way. As out in life, I endeavored to do everything He said. And in every crisis, when I obeyed Him, I learned something that I didn't learn before. Many of you have heard my testimony, how I learned to love people when I got to my lowest limit. I was about to get in a fight, and the Lord spoke to me and said, "Everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil." That word strengthened my heart, and I was able to love the guy I was mad at. I said, "Lord, I want you to teach me how to love your people like that." Because I know that in this world, things just don't go right. People are not going to do you right. And I wanted to be able to love in spite of. And at that time, I didn't know how. This was in 1987. I worked at a Ford dealership. And he taught me so many principles about how to love his people. And as I put those things in practice, other things happen. The Lord can relate to love. So I was able to learn more than I did before. As I learned to walk in love like Him, I was able to learn from Him. So in anything that you do by faith, you're going to find out there's more to it than what you thought at first. So when you get to heaven, it's no different. You're going to see things you never thought. It's going to all make sense. And step by step, as I learn from the Lord, it works together to make even more sense. And I don't want anybody to miss out. I don't treasure nothing on this earth like I treasure my relationship with the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit came to guide us in all truth, to help us out. He didn't come to do our job. He came to help us do God's plan. You have to be willing to do God's plan. If you're not even willing to do it, then there's not much He can do to help you do it. But if you say, "I'm going to do this, and Lord, show me how to do it," He's right there with you right now, real time, to help you do it. And the Lord will prepare you for the work that He gives you to do. And that work is so, it's going to be so important to you that it's going to burn in your heart. You're going to want to do it. A lot of people run from ministry, but they don't know what they're running from. And ministry, they're running from traditions. See, you really haven't seen what God's going to do if you follow him. If you follow him and do exactly what he say, it's going to be different from all other ministries. My ministry is totally different. People don't know how to gauge it, they don't understand how I do what I do. I do exactly what the Lord give me to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, as you go forward trusting him, everything changes to the better. And the word of God will bless your life in ways that I just really can't explain. And everybody's life is going to be a little different. But the principles remain the same. You build your life by principles, by the wisdom of God. Now, what's going on is Satan wants to keep you from knowing what God has done for you. So he has to make everything that you do in the name of Jesus look like a failure. He wants it to look like a failure. That's why Christians, if you love God, trust his word on marriage, because a good marriage is loud speech. A good marriage, a healthy Christian marriage, is loud speech of faith. A step further, a good Christian relationship in marriage and child rearing, when you have a good healthy relationship with your children and you teach them in the ways of God, that is loud speech of faith. It speaks volumes. It's something that nobody can deny. It gives people hope. But when a man walks out on his wife, or a woman walks out on her family, then the enemy won. He won that battle. Not the battle, but he won that one. And it makes everything look backwards. It makes it look like what Jesus did for us has no effect to the people that don't know him. That's why the warfare you're in, it's a serious warfare. People are not fighting Satan, but he's always fighting you. He's trying to tear your life out of the frame, even if you're not saved. See, it's beyond religion. His attack is against every breathing person on the earth, even the terrorist. He's using them like puppets, but he used high-level deception and their hatred to get them off track. And there were some terrorists that came out of deception. They believed on Jesus. Now, you're not going to hear this in the news, but Jesus Christ is appearing to Muslims in other countries, in every other country, where the Christians can't get to him. He's going to him. Just like when he met Paul on the road to Damascus, he knocked him off his horse. See, some people are sincere. They really want to love God, and they think they're right. Even Jesus said the day will come when people will kill you thinking that they're serving God. And the Lord knows those that are sincere, those that are salvageable from those who are just evil. I can't even tell who's evil and who's true, but he can. So these are people just like you and me. He can see that they are salvageable, and he'll go to them himself. And they are getting saved. You can look on YouTube, and there are many testimonies of Muslims that have gotten saved. Some died and they saw Jesus. Some woke up in the hospital and they saw him. Now, this is true. What you have to do is trust him now, while you have all your faculties working. You don't want to get in a car wreck and can't speak for yourself. And hopefully nobody pull the plug. You want to trust God while you can. You want a renewed heart. Now, you don't need to live in this world without being saved. It's nothing. You don't know what the future is going to hold. Now, last week we were talking about how wisdom is sown in peace. The truth of God's word is sown in peace of them that make peace. In James chapter 3, verse 17, it says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. It's without partiality. You don't have to be a leader for God to teach you. You just have to be a listener. You don't have to be grown. You can be a 3-year-old. If you can hear God, he will teach you. If you're a child and you really want to know God, study his word just like the adults are supposed to be doing. Draw near to the Lord. Over here in James chapter 4, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. If you draw near to anybody, anybody that can understand what I just said can draw near to the Lord. Yeah, but preacher, I sold drugs. I drank all the time. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. It's that easy. Yeah, but I did this and that. So did the terrorists I just talked about a few minutes ago. They did even worse. Even Paul put Christians in jail and had some killed. Jesus knocked him off his horse, saved his soul. Well, what makes you better than him? Draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. Do his word. It's not going to happen in one day. This is your lifestyle. This is your brand new lifestyle. Don't do it as a quick get rich quick or get out of jail free card. Do this as a lifestyle. Take God serious and full of trust. Trust his word and do it. And you will see what the old preacher is talking about. Now, if you're a pastor and you want to grow the proper way, be teachable. Stop organizing your ministry. Get in God's presence and enjoy your relationship with him. Don't worry about all your problems. I know you got some because people are contrary. Get in the presence of God and enjoy his presence and enjoy his company and do the format that he gives you. Put the people in place that he gives you, that he selects. Make it easy on yourself. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. If you can do that, you will win. Don't go after Satan's bait. Don't try to do things that make you look good. Do what's right. And I say, and avoid, by all means, avoid strife. Now, these radio broadcasts are short, but they're longer on the webpage. Go to newlivingletters.com. 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 Put it in the address bar. Go to newlivingletters.com, and this same broadcast is on the website. And it's 30 minutes long. It's almost 30 minutes long on the website because there's a lot more that we're gonna share. And so is every broadcast. Sometimes I don't announce the website, but every broadcast is on the website. Even the ones you missed, you can go back and listen to them. Just punch in the Saturday that it first aired, the date. It'll be under LLM and the date, and you can listen to it. Now, when you endeavor to do it God's way, it's going to be totally different than man's way. It's going to be different than what you're used to. But if you're not teachable and trainable, it won't happen. Because he's going to give you the format. Just like you trust his word, you're going to trust the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to do it. And you got to be all in about it. You can't have reserves and you can't be double-minded. If you can do that, you can do better. You can do what you normally couldn't do. And you can operate under the anointing. I wrote a write, God gave me a writing about the anointing. And it's on the same website, newlivingletters.com. It's on the writing page, the Living Letters page. The website, the radio broadcast is on the audio page. Now, and that writing will explain what the anointing can do. But you can't do it without trusting him. You got to do his leadership. You got to do what he say do. And you got to keep him first. Now, last week we talked about how tithes, when people get in strife over tithes, any kind of strife will hinder your message from being received. If the people are in strife with the pastor, it's hard for them to receive the word. If the pastor's in strife with them, it's going to hinder the process, and they're not going to be able to receive the training they need from that pastor like they should. It will hinder it. That's why Satan tries to create strife everywhere you go. But you're going to rise above it as you do the word of God. And he's going to show you how to deal with these things. Now, tithing is good. It's a benefit. It's a blessing. It's just we do it after another order. It's very necessary. Church bills are very expensive. It's more like industrial or business. See, a business rate is higher than a residential rate. And they put it in the same category with churches. And the churches, the money they take in, it gets sucked right up through the bills and the cost of that big old building. And then you want your ministry to, if it's a good ministry, you want it on the radio or the television. And you want to do things like that to reach more people. So when people pay tithes and they're doing it with the right attitude, they're doing it in faith because they love God, then God can receive it. But if they're being coerced into it, it's not the same. They're doing it to please the pastor or to not look bad before the congregation. See, tithing, if you do it right, it works. That's why some people say, well, I tithe and it don't work. Motives. If you tithe and it's not working, look at the motives. If you tithe and it don't seem to be working for you, consider the motives. Why are you tithing? Is it worship? Is it to save face? If you're a preacher, is it so that the pastor will let you preach? It's got to be right. Don't do it because somebody's coercing you to do it. If you're tired, do it because you love God. That's the only way God's going to receive it, if it's worship, if you do it in faith. See, people do things for, they can do the right things for opposite reasons. And God always looks at the heart. He would rather have your obedience than any sacrifice. God cares about the person, not his money. That's a man thing. I care about your spirit. I care about your whole well-being. I don't care about your money like I care about you. If a person gives to this ministry, I want it to be because that's what God led them to do in their heart. I want them to do it because they love God, because they want to help me promote the gospel. That's what it's for. I would rather for them to just tell people about the radio broadcast if they really don't want to give. I need it because it's a lot. I'm a working man. I work a full-time job, then I work a business on the side so I can do the radio broadcast. My day starts an hour earlier than when I go to work. I work on cars in the morning. I come and try to finish them that evening. If I can't, I work on them the next morning. Until I finish it, to raise money so I can pay the radio bill. and I'm a father. I have to do things for my children. Their cars break down, I have to fix it. When I'm fixing their cars, I can't make money at that time. So when people help, it works. It helps. I appreciate it. But still, I'm more concerned about a person's heart, about their well-being, than their money and my ease. I thank God that I'm tough. I can do it. I want to do it. I'm motivated. But if you do things the right way, it's going to work. Don't get in strife with people when they don't do what they should do. Love them in them. Love them just like you do if they do what they're supposed to do. Because that's where the boat is headed. When you do the right thing, see, everything is hinged on the way you handle life. Everything. If you walk in faith before your children, you're giving them an example so that they can walk by their faith. This is how my daddy did it. He worked at U.S. Pipe, and he went to Utah, Alabama, and pastored three churches. He preached at two churches one weekend and one church on the other weekend. And they alternated. And there was a shortage of Methodist pastors. And I saw that man drive all the way 90 miles every weekend one way and back and be at work at 6 in the morning. I saw him do that all of my childhood. And it set the pace. It's easy for me to do the same thing because I saw dedication. I saw the rewards of dedication. He was retired almost as long as my whole career. He passed in 2010. And he retired a few years after I started working, my first job. See, the Lord is good to those that do. If you do what you're supposed to do, you're giving God something to work with. It's going to be easier. If you go in his presence and seek the counsel of the Holy Spirit, hear what he say and just do it. Don't wrestle with him. When he give you a message, preach the message he gave you and learn from it. Take a back seat. When he give a message, take a back seat, preach that message. Watch how it works. Don't preach opinions. See, when you get in strife, it gets in your heart. Whatever gets in your heart comes out. Preachers write messages because things have gotten in their heart. They've gotten in strife or they're frustrated. And they'll preach that, and that voice becomes louder than God's voice. If you anytime you're passionate about something, that can be louder than what God has to say. And the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. He'll step back and let you do whatever you're doing. Because you have authority, you have more authority here than he does. He doesn't have a body. Your breathing body gives you authority on the earth. Jesus went to heaven in his body. He can come back and do something, but we're supposed to be doing what he did. You're going to have to give an account for how you handle your time on earth and what you preached. See, the beginning of chapter 3 in James talks about that. You're going to have to stand before God and tell him why you did that. And it ain't going to be what you want to happen either. He might punish you. I'm sure you'll be saved, I hope. But you will be punished for you're going to lose rewards and you might get punished for doing something that you shouldn't have done. I don't want to be that guy. I want to obey him because I found out I can do much more for the kingdom of God if I obey him. Thurston Hamby don't know what to do. Like he does. And ministry is not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit speaks, that's what we're going to do. That's the order of the day. I'm in charge. But when he give a message, I take a back seat and I yield to him. Just like you're getting on the freeway. The sign say, yeah, you let the other guy go first. I let the Holy Spirit go first. And I watch. And I preach what he's saying. Watch what happens. See, he knows who's going to be in the audience that day. He knows what they need. He knows their struggles. When you yield to him, you don't make a shipwreck. You know, I've seen many times a woman finally get her husband that don't go to church to come to church. And she's so happy he came. And it used to be at the first of the month, the preacher preached on tithes. He ain't coming back. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit. That was the guy that got saved, and they sent him a bunch of tithe envelopes. He didn't understand it. He didn't come back. The Lord care about your spirit more than your sacrifice. He care about your obedience more than your sacrifice. Well, preacher, tithe, if you tithe, you're obeying God. I know that. But you have to understand it. And it's not required the same way it's required to the Levites, the Jewish The Jews had to pay tithes to the priests. The Levites were priests. They didn't get a cut of the land. They had to live all scattered about. See, Jeremiah was a priest. God called him to be a prophet. And he was in Anathoth. Now, he didn't have his own land. And the people had to pay tithes to the priest. It's an everlasting covenant. It will happen when Jesus comes back and sets his kingdom up. They still going to do it. But to the church, we do it after a different order. Our tithes is worship. We should tithe. It's a blessing if we do. But it's not a curse if we don't. And people are blending the Old Testament scriptures with New Testament scriptures. If you don't pay your tithes, your refrigerator going to go out. It was going to go out anyway. Your car going to break down. It was going to break down anyway. But when you do pay tithes, you involve God, and he can cause your things to last longer than they could have. And he's not going to tear your refrigerator up if you don't pay tithes one Sunday. Go back to motives. Why do you tithe? Is it because you love God, or are you trying to save face? Now, the church needs the money. And people shouldn't try to control the pastor by their donations. That's wrong. Do what's right, and you'll see the hand of work of God. Tithe right. I'm not saying don't tithe. Just do it right. Do it honestly. Do it before God. And if you want to see his hand at work, do it right. Just do it right. Easy. Ben Hinn said, when you give to the Lord, it leaves your hand but not your life. Because you cannot outgive God. You know, a lot of people like to invest. I don't trust investments anymore. And it can work. I know it works. It's good. But when I'm in a fix and I need money, when I'm in a straight and I need some money now, I give more. I put more in church, or I like James Robinson or Benny Hinn. I send a donation and believe God for what I need. But I always do it, but you know, I love the way James Robinson helped those kids. And St. Jude. I like things like that. I love children. It's important. When you give right, God, you're giving God something to work with. And I thank God for that. He's gonna keep his word. We just got to go back to trusting the Holy Spirit. He's able to guide you in all truth. People go to seminars and pay $2,000 to hear somebody for an hour or two. A man. Now, what if people valued the wisdom of God like that? Don't you know he can teach you how to run a business? He can show you the options that you already have. And he can multiply the things in your life right now.